Hello, fellow Earth folks. I'm Annie Gigg, GYG, here on CFRU 93.3 FM and CFRU.ca, available wherever you are in the world. Warm welcome to Better Me, Better World, the show for growth-minded change-makers, difference-makers, and happiness-makers. If you listened in on the previous episode, you may recall that I began to reflect on how to stay well in an increasingly unwell world. I did this by retracing the way of the BU journey, as laid out in the earliest episodes of this program, in order to sustain our holistic healthfulness on a planet that's spiking a fever and having fever fits. We began revisiting the way of the BU journey by considering how unique and multiple influencers have shaped you into the one-of-a-kind person that you are, so that you can stand tall in your starting place of your BU journey with no self-judgment and unconditional self-acceptance of who you are in the moment, warts and all. And how that also applies to accepting the world in its current very warty state. We then talked about the importance of healthy boundaries for you, the individual, as well as for the natural environment and collectives of peoples. The next step consisted of a brief review of our personal shadow aspect, and then consideration of humanity's shadow side, i.e. greed, and why it's helpful to face it and embrace it so that we can empower ourselves to erase it. The last step of the BU journey considered in the previous episode pertained to faking it until you can make it or acting as if until you make the fake real. How that faking or acting can help you become unstuck in your personal journey, and likewise how it can help move the world along to greater wellness. In this episode, we'll continue the steps of the BU journey as a way to help us keep well in an increasingly unwell world. The next step is called Towards Meaning and Purpose. To reiterate what I said, so many episodes ago, at this point on your journey to become a you or you, let's assume you have confidence and believe in your flossome self. Or if you're not quite strong in that belief yet, you're prepared to act as if you are. And you're aware that you can take the BU journey one doable step at a time. Now is the time to set out on your right path. Your right path is the way ahead solely for you. There is no one else who has traveled the same path through life as you so far. No one else is standing in your starting place for the BU journey. No one else will follow the same path towards unfwithability as you from here on in. Your right path is found in your answers to those bigger-than-life questions. Where do I find meaning in life? What is my life purpose? Your answers to those questions will be unlike anyone else's answers. But what exactly are we talking about when we say meaning in life and life purpose? Pablo Picasso explained it this way: the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. I explain it this way: you create meaning for yourself. AKA, you discern what is meant by your life by becoming aware of what impassions you, what you love doing, and what you're good at. That's finding your gift. When you use that gift, your talent, skill, experience, wisdom, no matter how humble or seemingly inconsequential it may appear, to address a need, offer a service, to help someone else, to make something better, whether you're paid in money or not for your service offering, you are living your life purpose. Often it can be challenging to discern your life meaning and purpose, and this is where your core values assist in pointing you in the right direction. Whatever you value most dearly in life, over and above the ubiquitous value put on love and belonging, is the best indicator of where you'll find motivation and reward in developing and giving away your gift. Where you'll create happiness for yourself and others. Now, in light of the well-being of the planet, let's consider the broader scale. People from diverse life circumstances around the world can potentially hold a great diversity of values. For example, a person inclined towards socialism may value freedom, equality, justice, and the rule of law. A capitalist-leaning person may value hard work, entrepreneurship, risk-taking, efficiency, value earned. Presumably, however, people of all stripes around the world have a common interest in a livable world in the future. The greatest chance of having all of us across the planet cooperate and collaborate in manifesting that interest lies in people taking global wellness-promoting action aligned with their own values. Why? Because sustained passion and energy, meaning and purpose emanate only from that alignment with your own personal values, not someone else's values imposed upon you. Being and doing with meaning and purpose are intrinsic to creating your own happiness and creating a happier, healthier world. However, actualizing meaning and purpose often necessitates letting go, which is the next step in the BU journey. Letting go. The steps so far in retracing the way of the BU journey have related to increasing your awareness and appreciation of the one-of-a-kind person you are, who already has everything it takes to become who you're meant to become uneffable. However, it's possible, or perhaps probable, that despite having gotten to this point in your journey, it can very much feel like something is holding you back from living happily with meaning and purpose. It's like you're ready and wanting to take off, but that something is anchoring you to the spot. And what that is your cache of saboteurs, your inhibiting or even toxic beliefs, thoughts, and behaviors. Letting go is about unencumbering yourself of those saboteurs, enlightening yourself. I've spoken at length in earlier episodes of Better Me, Better World about how you have your own unique self-shape formed by all your life experiences and all the choices you've made in response to those experiences up to the present moment. Of course, most of those experiences have been growth positive, meaning they've given you skills and knowledge to fare reasonably well in society. However, throughout your life, you also learned how to respond to experiences in ways that may have been quite beneficial at the time, but now could actually be sabotaging you. Throughout the course of this program, I've shared personal examples of beliefs I once held, which definitely held me back. Beliefs such as, I'm not likable, I'm not smart enough, not attractive enough, not successful enough, I'm not worthy of self-forgiveness, I need to be the person expected of me. Those beliefs shaped disparaging thoughts about myself and led to my behaviors as a people pleaser, a timid, risk-averse player in life, a bad choice maker, a fraud. Beliefs push thoughts, which push behaviors. If over and over again you repeat behaviors that aren't aligned with who you want to be, your challenge is to investigate the thoughts that give rise to those behaviors and then go further yet to reveal the beliefs that birth those thoughts. Once exposed, they can be faced, embraced, erased, and replaced. Do you remember the Michelangelo quote I shared a while back? I saw the angel in the marble and carved until I set him free. Well, you're that angel, and the carving is the letting go of your sabotaging beliefs, thoughts, and behaviors. Another relevant quote I've shared in previous episodes, this one from Carl Jung, is, "Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life, and you will call it fate." Adapting that quote, I'd say, until you become aware of your underlying beliefs, they will direct your life, and you will stay stuck blaming your life circumstances for your unhappiness. There's more to letting go. I also devoted an episode to letting go of toxic people in your life. I defined a toxic person as a person who is capable of causing you physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, or social unwellness, sometimes horrifyingly to the point of death, when in contact with them. A toxic person undermines your well-being. In that episode, I shared the ways and benefits of healthfully responding to a toxic person, but I also noted instead of reactively responding, the best case scenario is proactively developing an antidote to the toxin, which is getting yourself into a holistically healthy state. A person's toxic behavior cannot do significant harm to you if you are in a good enough place yourself so that you can say, I don't deserve this, and I will not tolerate it. Being well also means you're wearing a Teflon coat and the other person's poisoned tipped slings and arrows will harmlessly slide off you. A reminder here again, never put yourself in harm's way in interacting with a toxic, potentially dangerous person. Letting go is crucial to your personal well-being, to staying well in an increasingly unwell world. But how can this step be applied directly to also help heal an unwell world? Well, there's the obvious that bears repeating. A you that is better because of letting go in and of itself creates a better world. To that, I'd add there are two direct applications of letting go that can help our ailing planet. Firstly, letting go of the belief that you can't live sustainably and be happy, and replace it with the belief that you can make lifestyle adjustments to reduce your carbon footprint and still enjoy life, enables you to find ways to contribute to the healing of the environment. And just knowing that you're contributing can go a long way to making you feel better, like the feeling you get from doing random acts of kindness. Secondly, letting go of the belief that our species is doomed, that the global crises are too many and too big, enables you to instead use your mental and emotional energy for constructive purposes, to help find a way forward. Why not think positively to enable positive behavior, or at least let your negative beliefs and thoughts energize you to act positively? I try to always challenge myself to notice when I'm wasting my valuable time consumed by anxiety or depression, on any matter, not just regarding the state of the world. Then remind myself that my anxiety and or depression is not going to make one whit of a difference to the future happiness, so why suffer it? And then I attempt to replace the negativity with positive thoughts. That process, while quite difficult at times, has been helpful. Another helpful thing in keeping well in an unwell world is found in the next step of the BU process called Calculate and Recalculate. In the early on episode on this step in the BU journey, I spoke about your AAA internal compass that guides you, not relative to the North Pole, but with the authenticity, awareness, and attitude that enable self-love. Concerning authenticity, I noted if you suppress or hide the real you in favor of blending in or to protect your fragile ego or to live to someone else's expectations, your life as it was meant to be lived will never happen. About awareness, I summarized by saying with new awareness about something you were previously unaware of, you are empowered to choose change. And with regard to attitude, I quoted one of my favorite mentors, Viktor Frankl, survivor of the Holocaust, who said, "Everything can be taken from a person but one thing, the last of human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." Continuing with an excerpt from that same episode, I said your proficiency in using this AAA compass as a guide through life increases with practice in all three areas. However, the compass isn't going to set you on one course for the rest of your life. You'll be continuously calculating and recalculating your way forward as your self-awareness and self-love develop. Openness to change, continuous recalculation, is a requirement of becoming unfithable as insight builds on insight and new options appear. Change in this context doesn't imply you're becoming someone different. It pertains to you becoming who you are meant to be, and that is a fully alive, healthfully evolved, interdependent person. Life is evolution, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. As put forth by Stephen R. Covey in his classic book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, we humans evolve through three main phases in life: dependence, independence, and interdependence. I like the analogy of the wolf to illustrate the phases. Like humans, wolves are social creatures. The wolf cub is entirely dependent on its mother for survival. An adult lone wolf is capable of surviving independently as a solitary creature, but a wolf's best chance for keeping well-fed, healthy, and able to reproduce is when it's living in a pack. Interdependence best ensures the survival of the members of the pack. Humans are dependent on others, primarily parents and family, during childhood and early adolescence, the formative years. This is your period of greatest physical evolution, and it's also the phase of your majority of your learning about how to fare well in society so that you can become independent, fend for yourself. Moving from dependence to independence involves self-mastery. And as discussed in previous episodes, self-mastery achieved through practice involves nurturing the selfies of self-love and letting go of some of the formative years' learning, certain toxic habits, beliefs, and behaviors, the saboteurs that interfere with your ability to love yourself healthfully. When your relationship with yourself is compromised, your relationships with everyone else suffer. Interdependence, the forming of healthy interpersonal relationships and having a positive attitude towards others, is scientifically known to be one of the primary factors of longevity and life quality. Interdependence means interacting with others comfortably, enjoyably, productively. It enables you to collaborate and cooperate effectively in order to solve problems and address issues to the benefit of all. Effective use of the AAA compass will dependably lead you, no matter how many recalculations are required, towards the pinnacle of your evolution, healthy interdependence, so you can experience fullness of life and contribute most fully to life. Becoming adept at using this compass enables your self-love and therefore your personal happiness. And it's apparent how your and my evolution towards healthy interdependence is key to helping solve the multitude of challenges facing our planet. Calculate and recalculate also suggests the power of adaptability. As our world is changing ever more rapidly on many fronts, a crucial trait to develop to stay well in an increasingly unwell world is adaptability. Many years ago, Charles Darwin said, "It is not the strongest of the species that survive, nor the most intelligent, but the one most responsive to change." Let's hone our skill to calculate and recalculate. Another healthful practice to hone, being the topic of the last step of the BU journey, as presented early in this Better Me, Better World program, is looking back to celebrate your milestones. In my training to become a professional certified life coach, I learned that looking back in your life can serve the very useful purpose of reminding yourself of strength, courage, wisdom you've demonstrated in the past so as to enhance your ability to apply those traits again going forward. The positives, never negatives, are pulled from your past to empower you in the present. And here I'm going to again pull an excerpt from the episode I dedicated to the topic of looking back to celebrate your milestones, beginning with a quote from Nelson Mandela. He said, "Remember to celebrate your milestones as you prepare for the road ahead." But why, you may ask? Because, as I've alluded to, it's in the noticing and celebrating that you sustain and feed your motivation and passion to carry on along your road. There are two common meanings to the word milestone. Firstly, a milestone is a stone set up beside a road or trail to mark the distance in miles or kilometers from or to a particular place. I know from personal experience on long, tough hiking trails, it revives the spirit to come across a distance marker because it confirms how far you've already come, the trekking you've accomplished. The second definition is, a milestone is an action or event marking a significant change or stage in development. You might say a figurative stone set up beside your road through life. Examples of milestones along your life road: you took your first steps, graduated from kindergarten, got your driver's license, were promoted, became a parent, began your BU journey, opened your new business, retired. The earliest episodes of the Better Me, Better World program introduced listeners to 7 milestones you can expect to see along the way as you continue to journey towards becoming you. The first milestone is you coming to understand the BU journey, what it's all about. The second one is you unconditionally accepting your present flawsome self, being able to stand tall in your present place, your starting place. The third one is becoming able to fake it as necessary until you can make it, until you make the fake real. The fourth milestone is recognizing that your core values guide you towards meaning and purpose in life. The fifth one is getting noticeably better at letting go of sabotaging beliefs, thoughts, and behaviors that are holding you back. The sixth milestone is that you're more effectively implementing the AAA compass of awareness, authenticity, and attitude, calculating and recalculating your way ahead as need be. The final milestone is you noticing and celebrating the milestones along the way. As noted multiple times throughout the program, the end of the BU journey is actually an unachievable destination. It's a lifelong process. As you travel towards the unreachable destination, you will continuously be achieving these milestones over and over again, but each time on an increasingly higher level of understanding with ever greater rewards. Growing awareness and wisdom happen in the form of an upward spiral. Perhaps you've heard it said that the universe keeps giving you the same lesson over and over again until you get it. It can seem that way, but actually each time you repeat the lesson, assuming you've taken even a smidgen of learning from it the previous time, you are receiving the lesson again, but on a higher level, higher on the spiral, each time coming ever closer to getting it or getting a handle on it, whatever it may be. In this episode on the topic of looking back, I described four effective tools to help you take notice and celebrate your progress, your reaching your milestones. These are journaling or writing your narrative, obtaining feedback, self-congratulation, and developing an attitude of gratitude. As I said, noticing and celebrating your milestones along the way of evolving into the person you were born to be is empowering. It helps you feel good about yourself. It contributes to your happiness. But to take this back to the matter of this episode, staying well in an increasingly unwell world, how can looking back at and celebrating milestones be applied specifically in this regard? Well, I know it makes me feel better to consider milestones reached in dealing with global crises. For example, the United Nations is now almost 80 years old, and Exploros.com describes 5 successes and failures as of 2015, but being a life coach, I'm focusing here on the successes. Although I also acknowledge the importance of taking lessons from failures. First success concerning peace. Due partly to UN conflict resolution and peacekeeping initiatives, the number of people dying in conflicts has declined since 1945. Worldwide, fewer people died in conflict in the first decade of the 21st century than any decade of the 20th century. About ending famine. Large parts of the world's population suffer from poverty and hunger, and thousands die of malnourishment every year. But the numbers have fallen from the 20th century, when more than 70 million died from famine. The UN's World Food Program, Food and Agriculture Organization, and UN-sponsored emergency aid management can take some of the credit. Regarding countries who gave up the bomb, the UN has had a hand in countries voluntarily deciding to give up weapons because they were too efficient. South Africa did this at the end of apartheid, and Kazakhstan did so when the Soviet Union fell apart. And finally, protecting the Galapagos Islands and 1,000 other World Heritage Sites, the UN cultural organization UNESCO is a leader in protection of the world's most important natural and historic places. In 2023, an appnews.com article acknowledged UN successes, but also noted challenges ahead, including dealing with more violent environments, fake news campaigns, and a divided world that is preventing peacekeeping's ultimate goal, successfully restoring stable governments. Surely these challenges can be more effectively approached by the UN in light of what's been working well so far. In the World Bank's Reality Check report, 25 successful climate policies from countries as disparate as Egypt, Niger, China, and Peru are highlighted. Forbes.com says 2023 had its share of climate and sustainability disappointments, but we also had some encouraging milestones in the ongoing battle against climate change. From record-setting adoption of solar energy to climate-friendly legislation in the United States, their pivotal wins emerged across various fronts, showing there is real work being done to create a sustainable future. WorldWildlife.org shares good news about climate change. It says, the solutions we need for a carbon-zero future already exist. The world is committed to fighting the climate crisis. Businesses are on board to save our warming world. People like you are in the streets demanding action. I'm not being Pollyannish by celebrating only the milestones and successes regarding global challenges. I know full well there continue to be setbacks and failures in many areas, and there may well be catastrophes not yet imagined. However, years ago, from a source I don't recall, I remember hearing how important it is to stay focused on where you want to go instead of where you're afraid of going. Where you set your eyes is where you'll go. An analogy that's been a powerful reminder of this for me, being a resident of Canada where winter roads can unexpectedly become slick with wet snow, is if you're sliding into the ditch, to correct your trajectory, keep your eyes on the road, not on the ditch. It's my belief that by keeping that focus, we can help keep ourselves well in this increasingly unwell world and help change the trajectory to make it an increasingly better world. And focusing on the time, I realize I have to conclude this episode. I invite you to tune in to the next episode of Better Me, Better World, in which I'll be elaborating on what I briefly mentioned earlier in this episode about the process of change through facing, embracing, erasing, and replacing our beliefs. I'll be back same time next week, same place here at CFRU 93.3 FM or CFRU.ca. The shows are recorded, so alternatively, have a listen when it works best for you. Until next time, be you. I'm Annie Gigg.